We're now beginning Masechta Seita. The Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hamekane Leishta, if somebody warns his wife. Even, why is it saying it? Even though it's an expression of Hamekane, he warned, because we'll see, maybe perhaps it's not something that's encouraged. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer says, so the process is, you warn your wife, don't be alone with that person, I don't trust you, him, and that's called kinui. Then she was alone in seclusion with him, not that anything untoward happened, we're not aware of, but they were in seclusion, that's called stira. And then if we know something happened, that's called tumah. Says the Mishnah, when you war, and the din is that if you warn your wife and she's in seclusion, you now live together, she's a Satan. We need to go through the process. If she doesn't admit that something happened, but there is grounds to say that something happened, so she's also to husband. If she's married to a Kohen, she's also in Truma. Until we sort it out, we drink, give her to drink the water and see what happens. Nobody said anything about two ways. The grounds are that you warned her and then she was alone in seclusion. That's the Mishnah. So we're going to have three opinions. The Mishnah, two, and the Gemara, another opinion. How many witnesses you need by the warning, how many you need by the seclusion. When it comes to the warning, al pishnai, we need two witnesses to set the trigger the whole thing. But then, if one witness comes along and says, I saw in seclusion, that's enough. Al echad, or even more, al atma, you yourself saw in seclusion, enough. Why? Because once you warned, there's already grounds that something untoward happened. And now she's alone with the guy. Rabbi Yeshua, I agree with you that when it comes to warning, mikan elah pishnayim. I agree with you when it comes to warning her, you have to have two witnesses. But I think that a mashke al pishnayim, when it comes to give her to drink, you also need seclusion, you also need two witnesses. Everyone agrees that with warning, you need two witnesses. Not like we're going to more later, as an opinion that says for warning, only needs one or even yourself. But when it comes to machlekes, when it comes to seclusion, you need one witness or two witnesses. Ketzad mekanela, what's considered? Kinui. What's considered kinui? Amala, you said to her, bifnei shnayim. Al tedabri, if you use these words, do not speak imish ploini, that's meaningless. V'dibri ima adayin himutez lebeisa, it means nothing. Umutez lecha v'trumah, she's married to Kohen, there's no suspicion. But if he says, al tistri, do not be alone with this guy, that's already a proper warning. Then nichnasa ima lebeisa seisa. So two things: the warning had to be done properly, and then she did go in seclusion with this guy. V'shahasa ima kidei tumah, and he was there long enough to be actually something to happen. Then asura lebeisa, she's forbidden to her husband. Her husband's forbidden to her. But asura lechol tumah, she was married to a kohen, she must cease eating tumah straight away until we sort it out. The imeis, and if the husband died before it was sorted out, her brother-in-law as well, she cannot marry. But other than that, we don't know if anything happened. So chaylitzes v'loy misyavemis chalitza, but no yibum, because we don't allow her to marry the brother-in-law. Rashi hamekane lishtoi lishtoi kronokud. We're using the expression of the pasuk v'kinei yes ishtoi. That's the word kinoi. That's the word in the pasuk. Well, coming about mefarish my lashon kinei. What exactly the word kinei means? Does it mean anger? Does it mean jealousy? Umasnisin mefarish keitzin mekane. How do you do it? Emul altistini means plenty. You have to say altistini means plenty. Our gish doesn't have that, so maybe Rashi had a different gish. Our Mishnah actually, you said altistini.
This is real Rashi.
If you give a drink, if you didn't warn in front of two people, nothing to drink about. We'll see later. If a husband said, I want to be mashke, there's no mashke. Even if there's only a single aid, I nor who atzmai, I made easy. I saw shenistra achas shekinosila, and it says also b'stida achetishta tidrin lekami yafilim akroish shetira. So I said to Allah Mosafik. Later on, I'm talking about that stida acid from Mosafik. Rabbi Shua, I'm a tzadik beis edim. Afli stirosi two aids for that as well. But deeper, Imo Shulam Mokas says, not in the place. I am mutel beis the shamashim baila to be with her family. Umutel betrumi, major kohen married a kohen, kidei tumah, kidei harah, for something to happen. Asura lebeisa misafik. He warns us. Why does three times nitma? For three things. Three isurim. What are three isurim? Amuni pasha vekines ishta vehi nitma venistra vehi nitma tachlish nitma three times nitma. Echad shasur lebal, she's not living with the husband anymore. The echad shasur lebal no, because she lived with the person that she, even if the husband divorces her or the husband dies, she cannot live with the person that she suspected with.
It goes in the boil, even though it's only stira.
Even though the suffix boil. The suffix. The echad, the one who's causing her not to live with her husband. The echad shasur le truman. If she's married to Kain, she's also with truman. The maze kain she hishkuf his rank. The ain le boy no kid. He's a kukul yavni ziyavim. Chaylet says linosas who's married in the street. Loi misya bemes. No yibu gemara yav gemara v'lomina. Says the gemara mechdi. This is what you talked about yesterday. Tana min nazir sold the glass of sechel and nazir. My tana the katani seita. How do you get from nazir to seita? Answers the mother. Rebbe like Rebbe Rashi calls the chumash the tani. The Rebbe Yemer. Why is pashas nazir? Lama nisra pashas nazir la pashas seita. Why is pashas nazir alongside pashas seita? First nazir then seita. Leimelach to tell you she call a roya seita bekikula yasir as minyain. Whoever sees a seita bekikula should separate from wine. Freddy Gemara, the listener said, so if so, let it say Saita first. And in the Tater, first the Saita and then Nazir. So shouldn't Mesech the Saita be before Mesech Nazir? The listener said, the Hodder listen Nazir, first Mesech and then Nazir. And Gemara, you have to follow a sequence. I did the Tonic Suvis and Mesech the Suvis and Savat Pedit, Tonah Madir, Tonah Dorim. So therefore bring a Dorim. The I did a ton in the Dorim, ton in Nazir. Once you learn a Dorim, learn Nazir. The Dorim and Dorim is similar in the Dorim. Then we bring it to the Saita Rabbi. You know, Nazir, as Taz explains, this explains why Nazir is Bechlal in Seyda Nashim when it belongs in Kachim, as we saw how many, most of us were Kabbalists. Once he placed it in Seyda Kachim, then we have to follow the order of the Mishnais. It says in the Mishnah, Hamikane is Mashma the Evidin only if he did it. Oh, the Chachilah, we don't encourage it. Why not? Why don't you encourage it? Kesavar Tana, our Tana holds also the Kana. The Machlek is if it's a mitzvah to be Mekana, you're allowed to be Mekana, or it's actually forbidden because you're causing dissent in the house. You're creating a wedge between you and your wife. You're suspicious of everything she does. No, that's true. But the main thing is it's suspicion in the house. A house that's full of suspicion and so on and so forth. You can't. When a shlokish began Masech Taseita, Omer Hach, he said the following. When we match a person with his with a wife, the wife is what you deserve. You get what you deserve. We'll soon see we're talking about Zivug Shein here. Shenemar, it says, Kilo Yenuach Shevet HaRoshem. It says, Kilo Yenuach Shevet HaRoshem Al Gedol HaTzadikim. We don't place the Shevet Rosh on the ladder of Tzadikim. So we see that it goes according to, if you're a Tzadik, you get a Tzadik. If you're a Rosh, you get a Rosh. Then it continues, Omar Avachonam Yechanan V'Koshin L'Zavgon Kriyas Yamsuf. That's difficult to bring them together like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenemar, it says, Elikim Moshev Yechidim Beisa. The Eibusha places Yechidim together in the same house, as your house. And then it says, Moitzi Asidim, because he took out those who were incarcerated, Eden, or Mitzrayim, in the time of the year when it was a good time for them. So we see we're comparing marriage to going out of Mitzrayim. It's not so. So why is it difficult to match somebody? It's difficult to match somebody to find someone to match your Maisim, to know two people alike. So when do we say that Kosher Kriyas Yamsuf, not a Stam Shidduch? Only when we say Lefi Maisim. Ask the Gemara. It says a person before they're even born, and the text says it's always the male. We don't care if the woman is older or younger, it's always 40 before the boy is born. That we declare who is he going to marry. And at that time, everyone has Pechidu Chavshis. You can end up any way you want. So the Chayda, we see it's not Lefi Maisav, because how do we know how you're going to be? As Rashi explains, that everything, you know, you have Pechidu Chavshis. Like Kasha. So Zivug Sheni, this thing that we say, that Lefi Maisav, and this that we say, Koshin Kikriz Yamsav, is only Zivug Sheni, not Zivug Rishon.
Maral Mifrag has a beautiful word on this. Why daf can you say Koshin Bezivug and Kikriz Yamsav? Why Kikriz Yamsav? You could say Briz Shemaim Ba'oretz or something like that. He says Kikriz Yamsav is a unique thing because you have two things, the mayim and the teva of the nate, the wall, and he transformed within nature that one thing will take on the nature of another. And he says that is like when you have a male and a female, they are totally opposite, totally different things. The whole nature is different, the mentality, everything is different, and you have a transformation within them that they become as one.
Very nice.
That's why he compares Dafka to Kriyas Yamsuf, not to anything else.
Chassidus explains that Kriyas Yamsuf, it says in the Tanya that the Ruach Kodim Azer Hoylach Kol HaLayla, it had to be an easterly wind blowing the whole night. If the Eibishter would have stopped for 1 second blowing that wind, the waters would have collapsed. And it's trying to say over here that a marriage is not something you can marry, you're all excited, and then it's sort of you let it take it for granted. You have to constantly keep it going, and the wind has to blow the whole time, every time, as if it's brand new. Otherwise, it falls apart.
It's interesting you said last play of the ploy, he said, was you focus on the man.
The reason is because she wasn't born yet, the Pashtas. So we don't know who she is. But Tate says clearly, even if the boy is first, the girl is first. The women had a problem with Gemara because Gemara compares a bas to a bayis to a sada, all possessions and assets. And a bas isn't.
Maybe that's why when they get divorced, the woman takes the house, the field, she takes the.
I saw years ago a sikha for your Rebbe asking, I don't remember what he answers. He asks, we compare it to Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole idea of marriage is two people coming together, and the whole idea of Kriyas Yamsuf was two things getting apart. Why are we comparing coming together to going apart? I don't remember what he answers. The question always remained in my head, and I don't remember what he answers.
Vladimir Tatsarakian.
The symbolism of being scared of her being scared of her to mingle and her reluctance. Because if she's out with Mount Suda, then we know there's no car for she got it.
Fair enough. Okay, next thing, Mother. I've held a cup over here. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Mekano Apishnai. Rabbi Lezer says that everyone agrees the Kini is through two, but the Stida Machlek is 2 or 1. What's going on here? Atkan Le Pligi, Ela Bikini, the Stida. They're only on by Kini Stida, but the Stida needs 2 or that. Avo Betuma. If there was Kini properly, according to both opinions, if there was Stida properly, and then an Eid Echad comes along and says, guys, I saw my own eyes that something happened. There's no point in drinking water anymore. The whole idea of drinking water is in case we don't know, so the water isn't sorted out. But if we know for a fact that she's tummy, no water anymore. She's also the husband. Oh, how do you know that? Usually we say by you need shnayim. How come over here one? How do we know? The pashas and logic because like lying the dover. You had already a warning, and you were alone. It makes sense that something probably happened.
You can see the hemshech to the previous. Yeah.
Like we learned, the whole idea of saita is that lying the dover. So now they're going to ask like this: how do we know from a pasuk? Avol betume eidechad mehemen by tume one eid is believed. It's not ami eidechad oimen ani diisi shenit mas. If a single eid comes along and says, "I saw her becoming tummy," lo haisa shaisa, they don't drink anymore. There's no suffering anymore. Now lechayda midraisa menolam the mehemen eidechad. Where do you know that eidechad believe? We have lechayda rule that pishnai made him the toner abonon. So we're going to be dying from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk that she was alone with somebody and she became tamei. The aid ain't ba. There was not an aid in a literal translation. There was not a single aid there. And then it says v'hi line nit fas, and that's the key. And she wasn't forced. In other words, because she wasn't forced, she's guilty. So the pasuk is looking for a way to say that she is guilty.
So
had she been forced, she's an oinus. You're right.
Cooperating with him, she was.
Yeah. She raped. She's not. But he sold. She goes back to her husband. No problem. So he learned it first. So she wasn't forced. So therefore, the pasuk is looking for an excuse to make her usser. And then it says the aid ain't bud. There were no. Yeah. So we dashin the shnayim hakosam adabe. There were no two aidim there, but there was a single aid. And still, why is she usser? He learned it first. Therefore, she's usser. Why is she usser? If there's no aidim at all, why is she usser? How do we know that something happened there? Something, we had to know something. To say there were two aid, there can be. It says the aid ain't ba. So we have no breda, but to learn there was no two aid in there, but one aid there was there. Since he learned it first, she wasn't forced, she wasn't coerced, therefore she is usher to her husband. Now, how do we know ain't I feel bad?
So in other words, this single aid can establish
that she's tummy. Based on Kine's theater, that she's tummy.
There was enough time.
Yep.
So we're saying we don't need a second aid because she's complicit in it?
He learned for some means she didn't protest.
She wasn't raped.
Yeah, so she's
asked her husband.
She was a consenting partner.
Yeah. So I think about, now, Maybe it means that even one eider wasn't. The Gemara is going to ask, if one eider wasn't, then why would she be also bechal? Before we get to that, we learn, how do we know eid means two eidim? It says in the pasuk, lo yakum eid echad beish, that for every sin in the Teda, apishne eidim, apishloish eidim, yakum dover. But lo yakum eid echad. So why the Teda spells out a single eid, l'cheda, we know eid is singular. Why does it say eid echad? Mimash, mashenem, lo yakum eid beish, eini yadeju echad. It says lo yakum eid beish, apishneim eidim, yakum dover. Apishneim, apishloish eidim, yakum dover. Don't we automatically know that eid means one? Why say el echad? To teach you. Ma tam alemer echad, ze bona of kamakam. This is draw similar everywhere else. Shenemar, eid, wherever the Torah says the word eid, hare kan shnayim ad sheivachar kosov echad. You should know whenever the Torah says the word eid, singular, it means a pair. One set of eidim is singular, because it's a set, it's a pair. But unless if the Torah attack meant one, it would say eid echad. That's why we need that. So we, therefore, when the Torah says over here, the eid ein bo means it wasn't a set, there wasn't two. But one there was. Hare kan shnayim ad sheivachar kosov echad. And the Torah says here by Saita, Trei Lesba, the Eid ain't Bob, he learned it faster. There weren't two, El Chad, but there was one, but he learned it faster. She wasn't forced. Asuda, she's us. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. And that's the only way you know? You're telling me the only way you know that it has to be there's an Eid there is because of this drosh of Eid Echad. Let's say it had no such drosh. Let's say Eid normally means mean one Eid. But here it can't mean one Eid, because if there's Eid ain't Bob, there's no Eid him at all, so why would she be us? But at the time of the chid, it seems to you the only reason why we say it's also is why we're dashing over here that eid ein bar means that there were no two eidim but the one eider is because says la'yakum eid echbish halav hachi. Had it not been for this drasha you just told us, have I mean I would have thought eid esayt echadu. When it says in the pasuk the eid ein bar means literally there's not even a single eid, so why would she be also? Ha'evi I feel echad lekel b'may mitzvah. What do you mean? Why would we be also? What's the happening? What do I need to bring? What are you bringing me a drosh of la yakum eid echad? Who needs that? Here it's quite obvious from the context itself that if we had no other droshes, that the eid ein bo must mean there were no two eidim, but one eid there is, and she wasn't forced, and therefore she's usher. Because if there's no eidim here at all, why would she be usher the husband? She denies it. It's chsagam thought eid ein bo ein nem. I would have learned the passage totally different. I would have learned like this. Not that there was no eidim and therefore she's also. I would say the eid ain't bar. If a single eid is not there, she's not also. But if there would be two eidim there, she would be also. I would have learned to push the pshat for cat that you need two eidim. Not that she's also without any eidim. It means the eid ain't bar. If there's no eid, then she's mutter. But if the two eidim, if he learned it first, she's also. Ain't them money, but one eid, I believe. Ain't them but one eid, I believe. But two is. So what do you want to learn pshat in the pasuk? Adiketre, right? So what do you want to tell me? You would have thought that the pasuk is trying to tell you that if a single aid here cannot ask of the wife, you need two aidim. Well, what's the, I need a pasuk to tell you that. Call it kula, we know you need two aidim when it comes to aid, especially erva. What's up? What do you need a pasuk the aidim to tell me that a single aid won't work over here? You need two aidim to make her ask to husband. Of course, call it kula, you need two aidim. Lish to krami, they don't say anything. The ask you dava dava from mama. We have a general rule, dava dava from mama. I know you're dying. Me to have you call either a roish or potato, Yiddish potato, two different gizzes. That you need two people. No, Itzach. I would have thought that even though Kol HaTorah Kulo, you need two eidim, I would have thought that in Saita you need only one eid. So the pasuk is coming and tell you that one eid won't work. Why would you think about Saita one eid is enough? This is all the Havamina we would have learned the pasuk had it not been for that other drasha of La Yakum Eid Echad. Why would we think that Saita is an exception, that one eid is sufficient? Because Tzalkin, I mean, I would have thought, Saita shiny, the raglaim the dover. Here, you know, even the eid didn't come over, we're already suspicious. So the kin love in Israel. So I would have thought at least Hamibah Eid Echad. I would have believed here one Eid. If the pasuk come tell you that's how I would have thought. The Eid ain't bar, that one Eid is not going to do anything. But two Eid, I'm going to ask her. That's why I need other drosha. Le'okam Eid Echad say, no, that one Eid also is believed over here. Freddy Gemara, me much as Amid Ein Nema Ba. Irrelevant. Put everybody. Irrelevant. Even though the Yishua holds that you need to. That's Stida. But this is too much. I saw something happen. How can you say the ein nemaba? How can I say I would have thought the pshat and the literal pshat without this other drosh, I would have dashed that the ein nemaba means that there's no eid at all, and therefore she's mutter. The Taitas then spells out she wasn't forced. It's clear. What's the thrust of the pasuk trying to do? What's the pasuk trying to do? The pasuk is trying to find the reason why she's usher to husband. She wasn't coerced, and therefore she's usher. So what are you starting off? There's no single eid there. Miklal da'asur, it's usher. It's we need it. Sag number 4. Ein nemen bo adi katrei. I would have thought that he's not believed until there's two. I would have thought. And the pasuk is not trying to say that Ada not believed. One Ada not believed, but two are. But he loin it forced. If she wasn't forced, two Ada come along and say that she had an affair. And she wasn't raped. She lost her husband. But it's not me. The lady from Kamar Shalon comes to tell you that no, that we have this other drasha to tell you that the eight ain't bar means that there's no two Adim here. But even though there's no two Adim here, there was one aid that says that she was Mutame willingly, she's us at the husband.
If you go up to like on Shabbos, two Adim see a person that is about to do a malacha, and they give him a warning, they give him a word, and they say, you know, don't do it, you can have this, and they do the whole proper warning, right? And he doesn't do it.
Take care of him.
So yeah, it doesn't do it, right? If half an hour later, and there were two people who saw him being.
Toikah Adibah had to be Toikah Adibah from the morning.
What that what that he does
that he does the action.
So why don't we say the same thing? Yeah, he warns her today. Don't be mistaken. Let's say he warns her.
This is different. This is not Malkus over here like that. That's talking about if to give Malkus or to give Misa and everything else. He's talking about she's us with the husband. Doesn't matter what happened 20 years ago. If we find out today, 20 years ago, she voluntarily was Mazana. She's us with the husband. Who cares when it happened?
So, you know, she can't say the excuse, well, the warning my husband gave me is...
No. She shouldn't have had an affair with the guy anyway, even without a warning.
We had a Gzereshov of Dover.
Yeah, yes, but a guy shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos even with that idea.
Yeah, but that's talking about punishment. It's not a punishment. It's not punishment. This is that she became...
Israel.
Yeah, she, her status changed. She's no longer his wife. She's now an Aseita.
So would you say all this suim on Mechal Shabbos, if you had Aseita and all that... Only somebody having the Chal Shabbos afterwards, that we place on the Chal Shabbos. If he had warning and he says
he doesn't need any warning. Chal Shabbos, 10 people saw before Hesia. He's really, he's the Chal Shabbos. Nothing to do with punishment is one thing, status is something else.
With this Gzereshov of Dover.
Yeah.
So we didn't use it because we said, I would think that by Soit is Raglaim will Dover.
I thought one here is enough.
So therefore, I would think one is enough.
That's what we would have thought, but now that we know the way around,
when
yeah.
When we say Gzereshova is Halacha L'mishmi, you know, no one can make up a Gzereshova.
Yeah.
Gzereshova has to come.
But not, yeah.
So once Kol HaTeinu
Kula, yeah, but here's the exception. Kol HaTeinu Kula, the Gzereshova does not specifically, if the Gzereshova would have been specifically by Soit, you're absolutely right. The Shova is in Algemein. Generally,
that we always compare
Adius and Arayus in to Adim, but Saita is a total different case because of Kinestida. Let's go back to it. Abishua, Mekala, Bishnai, my time, Abishua. What's the spot of Abishua? Why is he hold that Stida? Is two Amma Cross and the Possek.
No, why is
the Kanan? Okay, why Mekinestime and Kota Abishua Stida is also Stime? Sorry, Kota Abishua, everything is Stime, first is Stime, then the Rechel. What's going on here? So we're going to explain both shittas. My time is over. Let's start with Kinney. Why do you need two? Amakro. It says in the Pasuk that, Bo. It says by Stida. Bo, the aid ain't Bo. There's a single aid, not by her. Bo, the labor Kinney. Bo, the labor Stida. That we dash and Bo. There was no aid. But there were two aidim, not by Kinney, not by Stida. There were two aidim by both of them. It says the eight ain't bar, there were no two, but there was one. So we say, now what are we talking about here? The pasuk is talking about tumah. And we're saying that by tumah, right? Remember, we just said a minute ago, this pasuk is talking about tumah. And what do we say by tumah? That one eight by tumah is believed. Ba, only by tumah is one eight believed, but not by kinui. Kinui need two. Ba, by tumah you believe one eight, but not by stidah. So both of them need two. But Abelezer says, I agree with you. Who said you dashing twice? And I agree one. Bov, Olay, Bekin. I agree with you when we say Bov, Bekinini, too. But when it comes to Stida, one is enough. Freddy Gemara, why? The aim of Bov, Olay, Bestida. So we say, Stida, Igish, Tumah. Because Stida have another limit in the Pasi where it talks about Stida, it says Tumah. And since by Tumah, one aid is enough. So by Stida, also to me, he says, Abelezer, one aid is enough. Chesivus, Avenis, Avenis, Mo. Freddy Gemara, Bezekin, Amish, Tumah, Kin, also compared to Tumah. Chesivus says, Vikine, yes, Ishtoi. You should warn your wife. And it says, Vihilanit, Mo. Or Vihinit, Mo. So since it says by Kin. The kinah ishta v'hini tuma, the same with tuma. So according to you, we're comparing stila to tuma. That one is enough. Why don't you do the same by kinah? Hamid Rachman Ba. We have a ribuy of Tumah and we have a miyat of Ba. So therefore I decided that the ribuy, the miyat of Ba, that you need two Adim is by Kinui, but when it comes to still one is enough, could be compared to Tumah. For example, how do you know? Umar Royis, why did you decide to use the miyat, apply the miyat to Kinui and the ribuy to Stira? Mistabra makes sense. Stira differ makes sense that Stira we should be more machma that even a single lake can ask us. Shekeno sarta kitumah, because Stira is what makes it us. Kinui, if you warn her, she's not us the husband yet. When does she become us the husband? Only after she was in this seclusion with this man. So Stira is much more powerful than Kinui. So therefore, one aid is enough. Adrabi Kinui, if it would have been Stira without a Kinui, nothing would have happened. So Kinui is what started the whole thing in motion. Yeah, so let's say that Kinui, one aid is enough. Ilav stida kina miyika. Without stida, what's the value of kina? A warning is a warning garnished. Vinu very much sidik vilav kina stida mahani. What's the value of stida? I feel hachi stida differ. You know why? Das chalta the tumihi. Stida starts the tumi. Kina is a warning. It's a prelude. Kina is a prelude. Stida is the commencement of tumi. Because stida is the commencement of tumi, therefore by stida we say that one aid is enough and ba is aid echad v'loy bekinui. Says Gemara, Maslisin, this Mishnah, both of them agree that Kinini too does not agree. The following Tanya, we learned, Rav Yeshiva, you know him, Mishra Belezed, Rav Yeshiva says, Ha Mekane li Kini also, Mekane api Eidach, even one. Oy alpi Atzma, he can warn. Umashka lo api Shnai, when it comes to Mashka, I think you need two. Hey, Shiva Chamadi, Rav Yeshiva, you know, they answer him, Ein Lava Saif, according to you, Ein Lava Saif. Every time if the husband gets a fight with his wife, you'll have two people that she was talking to somebody alone, he'll say, oh, I warned her last week, and then she's finished. What kind of house is that? My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What's his svara? Why did he decide to apply the meter to be a ba when it comes to stila? But when it comes to kini, one is enough. I'm a krab ba. He dashes ba to stila. Nu veim a ba v'loy b'kini. So he says no. Kini is kli tumah. In the pasuk it says v'hinitma. So kini like tumah, that one is enough. The same kini is v'hinitma. Stila nami is kli tumah. Stila is also compared to tumah. The chsi v'nisra v'hinitma. Why are you comparing kini to tumah more than stila to tumah? So we answer, ahu, there we need to compare tumah to teach you another matter. How long should they be in seclusion? That's what it is. How long enough to be tumah? Hey, Shivu, Chachamid, Yehuda, ain't the dove. So they answer him, according to you, if a guy himself can warn his wife, he'll make up a story. He always warned his wife. How do we know that? My Neo, what does it mean? What do you mean by those words? Zimlin de loikani, could be he didn't warn her, but he got into a fight with her, and there were two people who saw that alone. Vama, kanayi. That idea, I warned her. All the Mishnah saying, let's say he started. If he himself can say that I saw alone, so he had two aim taka that they warned, and then he'll make up a story that he saw alone. So why aren't you worried there was a chiluk? So he meant was that also according to him, because he can make up a story that he warned her. So it sounds like what? That our Mishnah for sure attacked Ein Dover Seif because he can always make up a story. And it was just as bad. But you want to know, no, you can't compare. In our Mishnah, you gave her a healthy warning from two Adim. So there were grounds already. So when you come over and say you saw a seclusion, we believe you. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda, there were no grounds. You'll say, people talk along to other people, and you're going to come up with a story that you warned her. So that is Ein Dover Seif. Because she didn't know to that you're suspicious of her, that you had to be very careful, always talk to the guy in public. Then there's no end to what's going to happen. According to his opinion, you know, a person should not warn his wife as man today. A person today should never say to his wife, don't you dare talk to this guy. You know why? Because could be the halacha, like a Rabbi Yehuda, that a single person is enough for kinui. And if two people see her alone with this guy, that's stira. And today there's no seita, and there's no mayim, and that's it, it's over. Dilma kaim lo krabi v'yudu dama kinya piyatsa, umis tatra, v'laka idna mei seita l'miduke. And therefore it's going to happen, uka asa lo yilo yisuri lo yilom, because of forever.
Even though this is not in the mission, this is in the b'raisa.
Yeah, but we're choishes for his opinion. Yeah, and we're choishes for this opinion. It's more to do with Shalom Bais. What's the word? What's the origin of the word kinei? The Tanya uses the word kinei. What's the origin of the word kinei? Says the Machlekes. He says kinei means davar hamatul kina beinol ben achedim. If you're going to tell her, if you hold like the opinion that says that kinei is on, this is why we're chayshir of Yehuda, because they're shlokish. The shlokish says that kinei can be one person. So if one person or he tells the wife, don't talk to anybody. No, nobody else knows. And then suddenly people see she doesn't talk to anybody. What's going on here? Suddenly you became a pariah, you can't talk to us anymore. So they're driving a wedge. He's driving a wedge between her and the rest of the world. And that is matl kino beino lebein achedim. So because the Shlokish said this vort can only apply if he followed Rabbi Yosef Yehudim. That's why we say we should be choishes to Rabbi Yosef Yehudim, might be the halacha, and that's why we say you shouldn't give us warning. Al maksava kino piatzmi. And nobody else knows that he warned her. The Amri might have come up. What's going on over here? The Kabbalah. So she came a hermit. Therefore, they drive a wedge between her and everybody else.
This is one of the early signs that there's an abusive relationship.
Exactly. Control. Controlling.
Cut off from friends.
No. You need to aid him. Therefore, the whole world knows why she cannot talk to them. They understand. It's not her fault. But he drives a wedge between him and her. What do you mean? You don't trust me? So the Shalom Bayit falls apart. Alma, because somebody holds, Kini al Pishnayim Edim. He holds that Kini has to be based on two Edim. The Kuli Alma Yadu the Kalos. So the rest of the world understands her, Devra Chmanosner. The Yu does not have a kid about it. He's the one who does it. Alma Kasavar. So what do we see from here? That everyone holds the Usul the Kanas. That you're not allowed to be Mekana, and tomorrow we'll continue with Mitzvah.